right now on VFN TV, a terrorist attack in Berlin, right in the middle of Christmas, trying to stop it. And the most unlikely candidate that's a senator today that's making awesome transformations in our country, and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. When Time Magazine will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts.
We're going to build a wall. It's going to be built.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Masa of SoftBank from Japan, and he's just agreed to invest $50 billion in the United States and 50,000 jobs.
President-elect Trump, my friend, congratulations on being elected President of the United States of America. You are a great friend of Israel. And I'm confident that the two of us, working closely together, will bring the great alliance between our two countries to even greater heights.
I had a chance to talk to President-elect Trump last night to congratulate him on winning the election. And I had a chance to invite him to come to the White House. So I have instructed my team and work as hard as we can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect.
I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power.
When his hand comes off the Bible, when he's sworn in as president, we are hitting the ground running.
I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's a movement comprised of Americans from all races, religions, backgrounds, and beliefs who want and expect our government to serve the people, and serve the people it will. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
Do you feel optimistic about America right now? A divided America.
100%.
Why?
This is a fantastic country. There's never been anything like it. This system will produce more and more stuff, and better stuff.
Trump also apparently offered a post to Robert Johnson, the founder of Black Entertainment Television. Johnson declined, saying that as entrepreneur, he didn't want to go into government bureaucracy, but also said he never thought Trump is a racist or anti-African American.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt, see if we can find common ground, and I think that's the best interest of African Americans.
And I think the church has got to wake up and realize this, that the culture is being changed by persons who are dedicated to redefining the First Amendment freedom of religion as freedom of worship.
We've got to understand that the greatest need to America is the next great awakening. We've got to become involved in activism. We got to get off the bench, man. It's just like Psalm 133 says, there's a mighty, mighty anointing when the unity of the Spirit is present.
Maybe we need a new vocabulary for speaking to the American people and the body of Christ that is neither left nor right, but uniquely biblical and American. We as a body of Christ have bought into the left-right paradigm, and we automatically lop off half the population when we talk that way, because it breaks my heart that members of the body of Christ seem to find in many instances their primary identity in their race, in their skin color.
I think it is one of the tragedies of our nation, one of the shameful tragedies, that 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is one of the most segregated hours, if not the most segregated hours in Christian America.
Nobody can fix America but the church.
The church is totally silent about race. We are ourselves dysfunctional in our ability. We're family, but we're a dysfunctional family because we cannot talk about the elephant in the middle of the room.
Right.
And until we do, then the people in the street are taking up the conversation. And I think that they are God's judgment on a silent church. Oh.
I believe that God is looking to raise up Martin Luther King Jr. with his mantle to heal the racial problem. But they're not going to just be black people. And because they're Christians, they're going to live. And they see Christianity as their primary identifier.
There is an uprising coming. There is an uprising coming. Do not hold your peace from this day forward. For the next 5 months, you will hear peace, peace, but there is no peace. The Lord says the sword of heaven is coming to liberate the ground.
Now you got racists blaming each other. You got police blaming the people blaming the police. You got parents blaming children, children blaming parents. When are we going to see his face? When are we going to turn?
Jezebel will not leave on her own accord, but I, the Lord, will cause her to fall from her tower of power. Even as of late, you have wondered if anything could unseat her from her evil purposes. Her victims are many. She has come to her final chapter. I, the Lord, will not tolerate her subversive activities any longer. Deliverance has finally come.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, your host, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. Well, Berlin, it happened again right in the middle of Christmas. As you're looking right here, a radical terrorist, reportedly a Muslim radical jihadist terrorist, drives a truck into a crowd during a Christmas time in Berlin. Let's take a look.
We were in the market outside the cathedral, and we had just had a Glühwein, and then as we were leaving, the large truck came through. It went just past me, past my girlfriend. I think it missed me by 3 meters, missed her by five. It came in through the entrance, hit the sides of the barriers, and then carried on past us. I did not see any concrete bars to stop things like this driving in. And I know we deliberately added them
injured?
In Birmingham to stop that. Oh, definitely people got injured, yes. I spoke to two people who were lying on the floor with broken limbs, but they were going to be okay. I saw one guy being dragged away with blood on his face. I helped several other people lift the side of one of the stalls up.
Well, you're looking at this is what they want. You notice every Christmas you start seeing these rise in radical Islamic terrorism. You know what they're coming against? They're coming against Christ, Christmas, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the only way to God. We're celebrating his birth. And so the last thing that we want to do is to be fearful or concerned or stop our Christmas celebration. As a matter of fact, we want to go right into right now. Children from around the world, they're singing about this Christmas season. We will celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Sure.
all the things that these radical Islamic terrorists wanted to stop is that thing right there. Wishing all the children of the earth a Merry Christmas. And so we're going to continue to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, when we get back from this break, we're going to be sharing the most unlikely candidate for Senate. Why? Because you might be the next senator or representative or sheriff or county commissioner or school board for your own community. Join us after the break.
Hi, I'm Steve Hurst with Hurst Transmission Specialist and Hurst Family Motors. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFNTV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
His law is love, and his gospel is
to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of our viewers and our listeners out there. We're so excited to be able to celebrate 12 days of Christmas. And we want to let you know you can get that music if you like. It's a new song, Best Christmas Ever. You can find out details for it and how to get it at VFNTV.com. Well, the most unlikely candidate for Senate. You think about this. Can you imagine if all of a sudden the Lord said to you, that he wanted you to be the king over a nation? Well, that wouldn't happen. Well, that's exactly what happened to Saul. That's what happened to this man named Saul. He was out looking for his donkeys. Mm-hmm. His father's donkeys were lost. And suddenly just God says, you know, you're going to be the next king of Israel. The first king. Matter of fact, there wasn't ever a king over Israel. So you're going to break through a barrier of a mindset of a people that have never had one of these. And you're going to be the one that does it. Yeah. And his name was Saul. He became King Saul. And I think about us, even here at VFNTV, you know, we've been around for years now, but there was a day, this is the last thing that we had on our mind being on television. Yeah, I mean, it was always Pat's dream to be public and out there and just showing his face all the time and all that. But for us, no, That's just but you know, we were praying, we were on a prayer watch, and God just told us, you know, just he said, you know, I wanted you to do what we're doing and do television, and we knew nothing, absolutely nothing. And we had God just put people around us to be able to encourage us and give us insight. And here we are all these years later. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes me think of the Senator of Oklahoma, Senator James Lankford. Here he is, a pastor, but God had other plans for him, yep. And just this unlikely candidate. And it's so powerful, because when you, I want you to hear about this man and realize that's great, but look at it like this. Maybe the way that we listen to the Lord, the way that Lankford listened to the Lord, maybe God's about to speak to you and say, you know, you are the next fill in the blank. Let's take a look.
So many kids, so many backgrounds, so many families.
Hey, how are you?
Very good to meet you. I'm James.
That looks wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Eating street food on Route 66, talking Jesus with Democrats, or working to block federal fumbles on Capitol Hill, Oklahoma Senator James Lankford is composed. He likes Dr. Pepper and loves his girls, two daughters, Liberty Bell the dog, and his beloved wife, Cindy.
Met in high school, actually. Now, there's some debate on what year we met in high school. Of course, I'm right on it, of course.
Sophomore year.
Yes, yeah, it was a junior year.
You know what I say, I hug all the men.
Despite a voice that would make a radio host jealous, Lankford sees himself as the most unlikely person to ever run for office.
Cindy calls this life's greatest interruption. This was not something that we expected.
In high school, he felt called to follow Jesus. After becoming a Baptist minister, he spent most of his time running the youth program at Falls Creek, the largest Christian camp in the world. Then, after more than 20 years in ministry, both James and Cindy felt God preparing them for something new. One day after praying, Lankford read his local congresswoman was moving on to another office.
It's as if it jumped off the page, and I heard God say, "That's what I want you to do." Now, it wasn't audible, it wasn't a big boom. It was just this overwhelming sense of, you asked me before what I'm looking for, that's it. And I remember just leaning back in my chair and saying, "Well, that's insane. That's not even rational. That can't be it." But I just couldn't shake it. It was just one of those crystal clear moments.
He resigned from Falls Creek, tapped into the couple's savings, and ran as an unknown in a crowded Republican primary. That was 2010. Now he's the junior senator from Oklahoma. For the Lankfords, it came down simply to obedience.
Every part of what he does is to honor Christ, to be obedient to him, to know him and make him known. And it's evident in everything that he does. And so it's very fun, because something that we get to do now is watch God unfold things that we wouldn't have seen before. And he's a part of that.
Here in Oklahoma, folks joke that if you don't like the weather, just wait, because it's about to change. But voters here have come to learn that Senator James Lankford sticks to his principles in Washington, even when they're not popular.
I have lots of people that catch us now that we're elected, and they know we don't have a political background, and say, "Are you having fun?" And I've never understood that question, "Are you having fun?" This is a job and a task. I'm not there to be a celebrity. I'm not there to go play. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and it's a mess.
He focuses on problems nobody else is working on. Lankford is a policy wonk who relishes overseeing federal regulations. What some might find obscure, Lankford sees as monumental, like wording on naturalization tests that reads freedom of worship as opposed to the American promise of freedom of religion. He fought to have it changed. They're the types of systematic problems in government that conservatives love to complain about, but rarely tackle.
What's the most outrageous thing that you've discovered that the federal government is spending tax dollars on?
The death master file makes me want to pull my hair out. That's basically from Social Security saying these individuals have died. Well, why isn't that file shared with things like the IRS? We have all these false Social Security numbers that are out there that people died 10, 15, 20 years ago. People are still filing taxes on. People are still filing to get unemployment benefits on old numbers that one part of one agency knows already this person died, but the information never got to another part. That's dumb. That's billions of dollars in waste.
He believes the church should do a better job of influencing the culture instead of passing off complicated problems to Washington. Langford capitalizes on chances to share his faith and encourages Americans to live theirs.
Our faith calls us to peace, love, and joy. When we exhibit the joy of Christ, we're not demeaning and hateful. We exhibit deep love for all people. I believe every person is creating the image of God and has value and worth. I can strongly disagree with a lifestyle and deeply love that person. But to be able to set a tone of acceptance for them without accepting maybe a lifestyle choice that they have made. And to say, okay, what is it going to take to be able to present the gospel to you and to be able to walk alongside of you that you would come to know the love of God and be able to experience the grace of God that I have experienced as well.
He and Cindy are also experiencing the blessings of their political leap of faith.
I mean, we've had so many times of people coming to know Christ with James there, and he's been a part of that. And some of those people that you watch and you think, only my God could do that.
Despite the many problems Langford sees in plain view, he suggests Americans shouldn't lose hope.
There are a lot of believers that have been elected in the last 5 or 6 years. So I look at it and I think God is up to something. At the end of Sodom and Gomorrah, God was pulling all the believers out. He seems to still be sending people in to this place. So what he has not written off, we should not write off.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, on the road in Oklahoma.
That's so important. You think about it. I wouldn't be talking to you right now about this senator if I wouldn't have said the same thing that he said, that we wouldn't have said that. And God's looking for someone. You know, God will step over 1 million people, John G. Lake said, to get up with one person that will believe him. How impactful is that? It's so impactful that since 1973, over 50 million children have been aborted in America. Their lives ended in their mother's womb. And this man who said yes, he just presented legislation to be able to investigate Planned Parenthood with David DeLight. And we talked about what David did in his investigation with Center for Medical Progress.
Correct.
That it says we need to investigate them because they are selling, allegedly, baby body parts for money. This is what, because he said yes, it put him in a place of authority. And now because he's in the place of authority, now he's able to do this. Take a look.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley is asking the FBI to start a criminal investigation into Planned Parenthood. The committee released a detailed report about Planned Parenthood's possible illegal harvesting and sale of baby body parts. Oklahoma Senator James Langford applauded the recommendation, calling the abortion giant, quote, barbaric. He says it is time to use taxpayer dollars to support women's care without supporting abortion.
That's you think about it. So he was able to support the man who wrote the legislation and saying this is a good thing. And now you're looking, he can vote. So often we're complaining about government, not understanding it's we the people. We actually have to participate in the process. Yeah. And that's why we talk about VFN Kingdom Business, you know, focusing on the government mountain and helping folks out in civil Christianity. And the one thing the Lord showed me and showed others, and I'm trying to understand what he's saying prophetically because he's speaking to us in so many different ways, but it looks like, and it makes total sense, that if we want these next 4 to 8 years to work out, we have to participate.
Yeah.
We have to get right alongside of our elected officials, like Senator Langford and other ones there, and begin to partner with them to be able to fulfill the expectations of God over this country, right?
I think that's so huge because so often it's like, we can get caught up in that mindset of just thinking that look at the leadership. It's like, well, there was a day that the person that was in leadership now, they weren't in leadership. And when you look at many people praying that, you know, if only the kingdom would be in government and more Christians would be in government, it's just like, if you're following Jesus, you know, God could be speaking to you right now. It's just like God wants you to be that next leader, and whether it's
his response was, well, you remember what he thought when God
this is crazy.
This is insane. It's like, believe me, us doing television, I mean, if you knew Pat, then you know what I'm saying, this would be, I mean, it's crazy, but we're doing it.
But that's how you move in faith, and so often it's just like, God sent somebody, and God says, okay, I've sent you. And it's like, that's when you find out, you're like, oh my goodness, what was I just praying for?
And it's so awesome because he said yes, he's there, because we said yes, we're here, and if you say yes, you'll be there, and we'll do this thing together. But I think it's going to be very, very, one thing the Lord showed me from the beginning when God showed me in October during a time of prayer and sabbatical that that president-elect Donald Trump would be president. He also showed me that all the people of America would be in this presidency, which means we have to participate in the process. And since then, he's been, you know, it is the people's house. It's the whole nation is ran from a house called the White House. And really, no one man or woman can actually, we're supposed to work with them, a representative form of government. And so we got to become educated again in government. And we want to do that through VFN Kingdom Business. You can find out more at vfnkb.org. You can partner with us. You know, we're really excited about what we're doing in the Gulf Coast. And a big shout out to all of our Alabama audience. Mm-hmm. We love Alabama, Mobile, Saraland, all those different areas over there we were visiting recently. John was over there. But I want to say this. Begin to pray about, say, Lord, prepare me for that calling, which you're going to put on my life, because these next 8 years, I'm going to quit complaining about what happens in leadership, and I'm going to be willing to help those in leadership or even be leadership if you call me. But before we go to this break, I want you to see this man as he shares his heart about Christmas, and this song is a beautiful song about the prodigal watching his son go away, but calling him back. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
I saw the look in his eyes. He was searching for a prize, worthy of his strength, worthy of his life. In a world full of shiny things, hoped that he'd see his name burning bright up high in the city night. And that's when he came to me. Father, won't you give me what is due to me? I gotta go now. Time for me to get out of this small town. Time for me to live my life, my way, my dreams. It's my right. I know that I gotta dance with the city and own the night. Gotta find someone pretty and toast the wine. Gotta live for the moment, gotta get what's mine. I gotta live for the moment, I gotta shine. I stood right beside him, watched him pack his things. Watched him walk out the door with his hopes and dreams. I pray my best prayer for him every night I sleep. I pray my best prayer for him, yet my soul it weeps. Day after day and week after week, I can still hear his laugh and I can still hear him speak. I remember the day that I had a son. I remember our joy and I remember our fun. Weeks turn to months and months turn to years. The hope of my thoughts now consider the fear. Wonder if he's doing well. Maybe he's found a girl. Maybe he got stuck in jail. Maybe he's been shot and killed. I don't know, but I'd give all that I own just to hold my son again. The tears and the blood that I spent, the nails in my hands and my wrists, to cover the sin and the pain that you're in, to give you my peace that you might love to repent. I place a kiss on his cheek and a crown on his head, just to know that my son's not dead. And if you spend all your gold and you're lost in your cold, just come home. Just come home. Come home. Just come home.
Think about it. God is so in love with the prodigal. We all were prodigals. And he sends his son born on what we celebrate as Christmas Day to say, I love you. I want you. I want you back. I want to forgive you. I'll give my son for you. I mean, he was born to die. I mean, this is what Christmas is all about. It's what he's singing about. It's what he's talking about. I want to encourage you. Remember the reason for the season. You know, we're talking, and we'll hear about it in a future program. But, you know, this one man's going, well, you know what, I don't have anything to give him. No, he came to give you salvation, give you access to the family, give you forgiveness. This is an awesome thing. The gift of salvation comes from God through Jesus Christ. Exciting, exciting time. We want to remember this. this Christmas season. If you don't know him, if you want to receive him, if you are beginning to understand that's what Christmas is all about. We shared our testimonies, our stories, how we met Father God through his son Jesus Christ at meetmyfather.org. Go there. You got to be able to say, you know what? I didn't realize that. I thought it was about PlayStations. I thought it was about gifts and rings and stuff. It's about God giving me the gift, his son, that I could be brought back in the family of God. So awesome. Listen, we're going to go to a break, but first we have this offer for you.
Offer 2021. The greatest among us are those who serve us, the humble, for they come to us in God's power. Today it seems so many are trying by every means possible to promote themselves, get more, reach the top, and get the most. But looking back on how God showed us his humility through his son Jesus Christ puts everything in the right perspective. Of course, there was, is, and never will be anyone who was on earth more powerful and worthy than Jesus Christ. Yet he humbled himself before his Father, God and man, while entrusting himself to his Father who judges justly. In these days, according to the New York Post, more people die taking selfie pictures of themselves than those that died of shark bites in a time an estimated 1.44 billion people who say, check out my Facebook. According to thestatista.com, are posting their every thought or action. Humility seems to be the last thing on many people's minds. Find out what is meant by humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God is looking for men and women who he can promote in life, in relationships, in business, and in ministry, but he will only exalt and loan his power to the humble. Remember, the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we can always go back to him and learn of his ways if we've gotten off track. Become a VFN TV partner at VFNTV.com. Partner now with us. Or you can also write to us at VFN TV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or you can contact us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2021. The greatest among us are those who serve us, the humble, for they come to us in God's power.
Light. Follow us online at VFMTV.com. We'll be right back.
What you believe about your body, your daughter's going to catch.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and today Dana Gresh talks about your daughter's body image.
So if you are confident in your womanhood, your daughter's going to catch that. But if you have hatred about the box or the limitations or the glass ceiling that might legitimately be in your career field, or if you have hatred about the differences between men and women and you are a hyper feminist, where it's not just about, hey, I have the right to vote and own property, but man, men are jerks, because that's what all of the television commercials that are so funny tell us every day, that men are emasculated. If you're a woman and a mother who espouses that, your daughter's going to start to believe that. And if you're a woman who looks in the mirror every day and hates what you see, your daughter's going to feel that.
Hear how you can influence your daughter about her body image at FamilyMinute.org.
We want to give a big shout out and a thank you to all of our sponsors and partners that are out there.
Yes.
If you haven't yet visited our sponsors, you see them come up on television, you hear them on the radio, but you also can see them at VFNTV.com by clicking on sponsors. Understand it's our sponsors and our partners who stand with us to make this available. If you want to become a sponsor or if you want to become a partner, you can do that by going to VFNTV.com and click on partner or sponsor. And what we want to do, if your business is standing for God, if you're standing for God, we want people to know you're standing for God and country in Israel. Believe me, this is a time that on the side of history, because a lot of people, this is what a lot of people have been saying. You know, somebody needs to do something about this. Somebody needs to do something about this. And the question is, okay, so what are you going to do? This is what you can do. A simple, simple thing. If you partner with us, we'll partner with you. And we'll partner together for God and country in that order. And for Israel, this is a time to stand. This is time for us to stand and say, you know what? Yes, this is one nation under God. Yes, it is God that determines whether a nation rises or falls. And yes, we have some bumps in the road and some terrible parts of our history, but it's God that sustained us this far. And if we turn back to him like the first and the second great awakening, he can give us another. And then we understand the reason why we have America is because of God. And so if we put that in the right order, then we have an America. And finally, understanding, you know, I'm going to stand for Israel. If the whole world turns against, I'm not going to be silent. And you can simply do that by saying, you know what? I want everybody to know that by me becoming a sponsor. And it makes me think of several sponsors right up front that are doing that, such as Mark Downey and Mark Downey's team. When you think about that, just he's a great man, runs a great business, provides realtor needs of rental or purchasing or selling, but he's bold for God. Mm. He's bold for God. And there's so many of them out there that are standing with us, and we thank you. And you need to join them because we have a world and definitely a nation we want to tell about God in the country and Israel in that order.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. You love that? That is new song with their new album, Best Christmas Ever. You can find out details how to get it at VFNTV.com. Everything's there for you. And we always enjoy, you know, celebrating 12 days of Christmas, mm-hmm. and we're delivering so much information to you in a short period of time, but we always take the story a little bit further with more details yeah. and also references and sources so that you can speak with authority about what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And so many people you find out is like, why are you saying that? And we hear stories quite often on, you know, broadcast media, like we're broadcast media. And so we go do research on the stories like, they yeah. just said that without that even possibly not even being true. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
And as a matter of fact, it was just talked about this last Sunday on Sunday morning. It's called Sunday Morning News Program. And they said specifically, I mean, we'll have to talk more about it, but they're saying that there is a downfall, or the media as we know it is coming to its end in regards mm-hmm. to not your local media. I think your local media is always going to be there, your local news mm-hmm. for those that you know, what's happening in your school system. But this national media voice that people have been focusing on two or three sources, and we're finding out that they had agendas. They were not telling the truth. And yeah. now you're looking at some of the prophecy that we've talked about that's coming to pass is God's putting people in places that he can speak through so that he will give them a dream, a prophetic dream, or a prophetic word. And not only it's not important just to know the news. You need to know what to yeah. do with the news you know.
Well, you look at the news and you see news anchors, and what we've prophesied here many times before is that God has his own anchors.
Yes.
And he's going to make known what's coming, and those are people are going to be used to say what God wants them to say before it even happens.
Well, we've already seen that.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen that again and again. I mean, he told me in October, you know, that who would be the president.
Yep.
And and it happened. Mm-hmm. He's talked about it. Oh, you do? Well, I want you to hear what they're talking about, where media is going. This is from Sunday Morning. It's a program that goes on Sunday mornings, talking about where media is, the future of secular news media. Take a look.
Jonathan Turley is a First Amendment scholar at George Washington University.
I think there is a lot of reason to be worried. There's no question that mainstream media is collapsing on many fronts. The competition from the internet is insurmountable.
This is exciting. It's, you know, they had their day, and they're choosing to do what they're doing with it. But, you know, the First Amendment is so important. You're looking at the First Amendment being under great attack when you're hearing things like, we want Mark Zuckerberg mm-hmm. of Facebook to evaluate the news to find out what's true and what's not true because there's fake news, and it's like, the reason why they're not trusting the world media
is because people aren't trusting the world media anymore. That they're
it was fake news. It was fake. It was not true what people were saying.
Well, and you also have a lot. I mean, social media is it didn't exist 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and now you're seeing so many yeah. people aren't even looking at what those media sources were hoping that people would rely on.
You know, you think about it, that it's an exciting time if you're active. You know, mm-hmm. and you got to be able to filter through things and be able to know, have a foundational understanding. And this is what's very, very important, is abiding with the Lord. You need to be able to yeah. just understand how to abide with him, not just say a prayer, or do a Bible study or show up at church, you know, do all those things. But you got to learn how, he says, my sheep know my voice and follow none other. And so when all this garbage is coming at you from the world and people's opinions and people's agendas are coming to you, God will let you know. He will nudge you this way. He'll convict you. You'll just know that something's not right in my spirit. And we have a plan for you. You know, a lot of people want to abide with God. And Jesus says, apart from abiding in him, that you can do nothing. We can do nothing. Mm-hmm. And I guess we need to abide, wouldn't you say? Well, we have a plan for you. It's a simple plan. We give it to you for free. It's at iabide.org. iabide.org. And it just breaks it down to some simple steps. That even children are following these steps and they're beginning to hear from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's information has doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And I think the information they're talking about right now that comes at us in a day was more than they had an entire lifetime in the 18th century. And we'll be talking more about that in the future. But their entire life, we have that coming at us in a day. The only way that it's going to work is if we spend, it's not if us trying to control all the information. That's not going to happen. But it's for us walking with God, and God goes, this one, not that one, that one, this one. Walk over there and do this. Don't listen to that. This is that. This is me. And it bears witness. Mm-hmm. Amen. The word amen doesn't mean the pot roast is ready and it's time to go home from your church gathering. Amen means you agree with it, and it bears witness with what Christ is telling you on the inside. It's just a powerful, powerful thing. And so abiding, I mean, what's your life been like, Steve, since you began to abide with the Lord?
It's peaceful. Mm-hmm. Because just like you're saying, you're able to discern what's right and what's wrong. And I've even seen that in my own life, as you're seeing this inundation of information. It's like you almost become numb and you're really not sure what's right and what's wrong. But there's a big difference between information and revelation. And that's one thing that has truly just transformed my life, because what a revelation is like that's God revealing himself to you through his word. And you're seeing, and it's just like, this is what God is saying to me. Because when someone says, you know, what's God saying to you? That's not exactly, okay, what did the pastor preach about on Sunday morning? It's just like, what did God say to you when you had that cup of coffee with him on Tuesday morning, when you were spending time walking in the park Saturday afternoon? And he wants that relationship with you when he can whisper to you and you say, wow, I heard you. And it's just like, one of the things that changed my own life is realizing the fact that one of the names of Jesus, his name is Prince of Peace. And it's just like, you look at a lot of things right now, it's just like, it's not very peaceful. But when we begin to take time and spend time with the one whose name is Peace, we'll begin to say, like, my life is much more peaceful right now. And that changes everything, because no matter what information might be shared, you can spend time with the one who's sharing revelation, and it changes everything.
I think about, you know, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20, you know, the word, prophetically, the word is speaking here. Yeah. The Lord is speaking, and he says, you know, out in the open, wisdom cries aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. Yeah. I will make known to you my teachings. And so that's the whole thing is like, God loves you and he wants a personal relationship with you, really a personal relationship where he's talking with you. You know, you're spending time. I mean, obviously, it's not about perfection, because he is perfection and he was perfection on the cross. Yeah. It's about, he's saying, just if we repent, he forgives, and then we have this relationship with him. And then he goes on and says in 24, he says, but since you refuse to listen, which means you refuse to abide, you refuse to listen when I called, and no one paid attention when I was stretching out my hand, since you disregard all of my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes on you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when disaster and trouble overwhelms you. It's like, oh my goodness, you're talking about trouble and stress and you can't find peace. He says, then you will call to me, but I won't answer. They will look for me, but they won't find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, just didn't want to abide with him. Since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, but the complacency of the fool will destroy them. And finally he says, but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at peace. without fear of harm. Listen, abiding is so powerful because when it gets chaotic and it gets, I mean, if you're in the ministry, if you're a pastor, you're a leader in ministry and you're not abiding, you are stressed to no end. You're talking to people about a God that you're not even talking with. Your statistics say you're not even praying. Mm-hmm. Statistics say that your family says the worst day in their life was the day that you chose to be in ministry because you're teaching your family about abiding with God, and this is what it's all about, mm-hmm. and that you're fighting depression. And statistics say that you don't have anybody to sit down and have lunch with. Well, let me tell you, when you begin to abide with the Lord, these things begin to change, and then you bump into other abiders. And all of a sudden you're like, hey, this is wonderful. No matter what you're doing, when you're abiding with God, He makes it all possible. And just like I told you, in October, God spoke to me specifically and said that Donald Trump would be our next president. And He showed me specifically what would happen. He showed me some things that would be happening, but He just revealed that to me. And He wants to reveal it to you. He has no favorite folks. You know, He loves you, and He wants to share His life with you. That's Proverbs chapter 1 I read from. But where you find the abiding plan, a simple abiding plan, you go to iabide.org and get your simple plan. It comes to you free. Request it comes in your email. But if you don't have email and you want it some other way, you know, write to us. You'll find out the details at vfntv.com or call us, and we will make sure you can get that abiding plan. We have this break coming up, and then we want to share an awesome moment about the meaning of Christmas.
Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Everybody will love it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, when you love the Word of God, I mean, it's exciting in your abiding time. By the way, beginning to abide now, learning how to abide with God is so important because He says, apart from abiding in me, Jesus said, you can't even do any of this. And we have a simple plan for you. It's an iabide.org. You know, most people want to abide. They want to spend that time with God, but they need a plan. We have a free plan for you. It's iabide.org. You just fill out that little simple request thing. It comes right to you in your email, and it's a great step-by-step.
That's beautiful.
How you can begin to abide with Him. Listen, you want to begin to hang out with the King since His kingdom is manifesting.
Right.
It's be the greatest thing He's ever done in the face of the earth. It's about to happen. You want to know the King.
Thankful where you are.
Welcome back. Well, listen, can you imagine being there that night that Jesus was born? The most holy night where God becomes flesh, that Emmanuel, God begins to dwell with us, that the expression of the love of God was born in a manger. It was all holy night. I think about Josh Groban when he's singing that, and I also think about the movie, was it Nativity?
The Nativity Story.
And just let's just remember what the meaning and the reason for this season. Let's go there, right there in that holy moment with our holy Lord.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder blazes a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night. Chains shall He break, for the slave is our brother, and in His name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise His holy.
That's Josh Groban, Oh Holy Night, Noel,
yes,
the
album Noel.
And the movie. You got to get that movie, the Nativity Story, powerful,
yes.
Powerful movie. Make it part of your, or make it available for you, how to find it at VFNTV.com on the torch. But I want to be able to pray with you. Father God, we thank You, Lord God, that this was the moment in time that we celebrate that You, yes, were born as we are, as a man, to live as we live, to be able to walk like we were supposed to walk but couldn't, to be able to represent to us the Father's heart. We just celebrate this Christmas, and I pray for each and every one that's watching and listening that they would know you this Christmas season, that they would know you. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
We have a great way for you, our VFN Radio listeners, to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.